I'll get the sweats and the shakes. I'll start popping quinine pills. And I'll start hearing those voices. Those voices! Those voices that remind me where I was a long, long time ago. Back in the days when the name on my uniform said Grease Minnelli, but everybody knew me as Sergeant Fury! Crying Tree, 1967. A lot of people think Vietnam was non-stop action. Other times it was. But other times, it was boring. Boring! Even at our camp, we had a frontline camp. And that would get boring. We'd be just waiting. Waiting for sappers at the wire. Waiting for anything. Anything! And the days would stretch into weeks. We had it go a month and a half one time. No action, no nothing. The men were going crazy. I remember Five-ish one time just stood up in the middle of the night and started yelling,
Habadugaga, 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 Habadugaga!
He was nuts, nuts, nuts! So I remember to liven things up one day. A brutally hot day. Guys were sitting around sweating. I said, guys, you want to play artillery tag? They all brightened. They said, artillery tag? What's artillery tag, Sarge? I said, this. And I picked up the walkie-talkie. I said, Blue Fox 1, this is Abel Baker 7. Could I have an artillery barrage at coordinate 791 Red Zebra Quadrilangle 5? All the men looked at each other and they looked at me and they said, Sarge, you just gave artillery the coordinates of our base camp. I said, yeah, let's play artillery tag! Incoming! Diving for foxholes everywhere. I said, okay, now you don't want to get tagged by that artillery gun. Whoa! Better grab some real estate! Okay, look at me, I'm playing a team of foxholes! Yeah, 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 yeah! Here comes Wasnowski back from supply! Hey, Wasnowski, if I were you, I'd get out of that Jeep pretty quick. It's a little dangerous out here. Yeah, buddy, just get out of the Jeep, Wasnowski!
Habadugaga, Habadugaga,
Habadugaga, Habadugaga! Well, the lieutenant came running out of his tent. The lieutenant came running out of his tent and said, Fury, are you a madman? You call it artillery, but... Oh, I don't know, you court-martialed. We're having guys blown out of here in body bags every day, and you do it just for the hell of it so you can play artillery tag? Are you totally out of your mind? I just had my head hung low. I said, I'm sorry. He said, you're sorry? You are sorry. You're as sorry as kids for a Marine. Why, what are you going to say for yourself? I said, well, lieutenant, Well, just then, a sniper opened up from somewhere in the jungle and stitched the lieutenant with a whole clip of M16 fire. And as the lieutenant spun to the ground, I said to him just before he died, I'd just like to say, Lieutenant, I think you're a stupid jerk. I said, okay, boys. I pick up the walkie-talkie. Resume artillery firing, please. The previous coordinates. Cleared after that second barrage, I looked over in my gun. There was Di Lorenzo lying on the ground, the lower half of his body completely blown away. I walked over to him to where he lay squirming. I smiled. I said, hey, Di Lorenzo, you're it.